Vast Bank presents the latest episode of Tulsa Little Jam, hosted by Juan Reynoso.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Tulsa Little Jam. I got one scream. Can I get some more screams? What about you kids? Give me some shouts. What's happening? Welcome to Little Jam. Woo! They're screaming on the inside. So we're very happy to be here for another special edition of Tulsa Little Jam, coming at you live from the Tulsa's Great Raft Race. We're having a great time today, guys, and we're super excited here to bring you this band. It's been a long time coming for us on the show. Very excited. These guys actually, I want to give them some extra special props because without even knowing us, except for knowing the show, hadn't even met me. They actually went, there was a bunch of vandalism that happened to a small town called Prairie, what was it? Pretty Prairie, Kansas. And their entire music department in their school was completely destroyed, over $100,000 in damages. And we put together a little fundraiser of our own to help our neighbors. And the Lonelies here were so kind to show up and actually be a part of that. So we're really grateful to them for that. But we're more grateful that they're here for the Great Raft Race, for the Tulsa Little Jam Special Edition. Put your hands together, guys, for the Lonelies.
Could only up and break my spell. I'm alone in this room, I'm wasting away, cursing my stars and chasing away. What could only it's built up from the ground. Yes, it's built up from the ground. And my mother said, addicted to a thrill in it all, son, you can't always fall, fold it down now. Take it too much, eat too much cake. It's a long, long way. When the more you take, the less it grows. It ends and it flows.
This season of Tulsa Little Jam is presented by Vast Bank.
Donovan here, who's the lead singer, and well, actually they all sing, but I guess Donovan's
Is Donovan the lead singer, or do we call him the co-singer?
I guess so. He's the co-singer, but he sings 95% of the melodies, so he's the lead singer.
Well, we were talking, Donovan and I were talking about, you know, how he had checked out the show before we'd even started airing the episodes, when we officially put out an ad announcing that we were taking submissions from bands and stuff. And he was, I do recall you submitting, but we got so many submissions, it took forever for us to finally get you here. So I was psyched that we were able to have you on a special edition episode of Tulsa Little Jam.
Praise God. You know, I got to tell you.
That's the ORU in him.
Oh, man. You know, being on Little Jam was a dream of mine because this is something very important. Whenever you play rock and roll in Tulsa and you go to the Sound Pony or you go to the Colony or you go wherever you're going to play rock and roll and you just play to people that may do or do not care about your music, you start wanting to do something that matters. And music in schools is something that changed my life. Something very important to me. So whenever you were raising money for that or doing this thing in hopes of bringing, you know, more funds into kids' ability to do music in school, that's exactly what I wanted to do. So that's what we're about.
You said it perfectly, because I'm the same way. I grew up in musical theater, so don't judge me. However, it's still music. But arts in general, people forget. It's not just about music. It's not just about theater. It's about all art forms and stuff are important from a young age. So whether it's us doing our thing, giving back to the community and stuff, it's important for everybody from an early age, no matter what it is they wind up doing in life, to have an arts background, because studies actually have conclusively shown that people who actually had exposure to the arts, especially from an early age, actually are more well-rounded individuals, are better with communication, and can actually live, even though the arts is very difficult as a profession. If you choose to have the arts in there in your life in any way, shape, or form, it actually adds to your overall value in life. So, you know.
Awesome. Yeah, I would definitely agree with that.
I'm putting that entire thing on a T-shirt. The words are going to take the front and the back. So wait, what were you going to say?
Well, it'd be more deep than your current T-shirt.
Yes, it would be more profound than my current T-shirt, which I'm wearing. But I needed the world to know, because I am on the market. And so if any lovely young ladies were curious, I'm 44, but I eat plenty of fiber.
Juan didn't know this, but we actually put this all on for him to get a date. So
that's what this is about. Yes.
Yeah. All single ladies, if you would line up over here. Juan will either give you a high five or a kiss on the cheek.
Make a donation while you're up here.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Arts Alliance of Tulsa.
Hey, I gotta tell you something about Tulsa. Tulsa's a beautiful city, but I gotta tell you, we've got some car thieves in Tulsa. Tulsa's responsible for taking a lot from me, mainly my 99 Honda. You see, someone stole Bruce, our car that takes all our stuff to the shows, and, well, I bet that guy's probably here right now. And if you're here, we wrote you this song because we're really mad about it to this day. And, well, anyways, I hope you feel real bad.
And some tires, nothing left to desire. As I paid him off, he gets me where I go. And if you'd see him, well, tell someone you know. Cause if you needed a ride, man, he gets you. He was so damn nice, he had leather seats, though he was getting old. to New York. He never looked up once in that freezing cold. He never lets me down. Ask my mates back home, he's the best around. Cause if you needed a ride, man, he'd get you there. You got something to hide, he won't tell no one. You're a stand-up guy, just bring Bruce on home. Bring Bruce on. Won't you check the oil before you come? Won't you check the oil before you come? Won't you check the oil before you come? Won't you check the oil? Got something to hide, you won't tell no one. You're a stand-up guy, just bring Bruce on home. Bruce on home. Yeah. Check the oil before you come.
It burns a little oil, so check it.
Won't you check the oil before you come?
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Oklahoma Distilling Company.
Tell me a little bit, though, about, like, you said a bit you guys met at ORU, and that's how you guys started forming. Tell me the history of the Lonelys.
Well, the quick version is I met Donnie. He was a good musician, and then I raided his room when he wasn't there, and I took all of the files that he of the songs that he created off of his computer, which is so, actually, it all starts with piracy.
It's incredibly creepy
and,
that you did that.
It's pretty weird. And we were, my other friend and I were listening to it going, like, man, these demos... Like, the sound quality is awful, but these are good songs. So then we, you know, we started playing a little bit after that together, and yeah.
Yeah, it was really great to meet Jason when we were that young and really get to share a dream together, you know? Like, when I was that age, I thought I was going to be the Beatles or something, and I thought I needed a John, you know, with me, and that's what it felt
like
when Jason...
We're, like, this close,
really,
right?
They're so close.
Right?
Well, but it felt that way, you know. It felt that way.
And it's funny you mentioned the Beatles actually, because you guys have, like, and I'd said this to you before, that you guys have a bit of a sort of retro vibe to you guys, like a nice '70s sort of sound mixed into a more modern sound.
Because that's the best music.
Yeah, it bleeds in. You know, all I grew up listening to was that, and then like later when we got to college, it was all Radiohead and like Keane and Coldplay and like British bands. So.
Oasis.
It's all, you know, yeah, it all comes from that. No, Travis, actually. You should listen to Travis. Everyone gives Oasis a lot of credit, but Travis. Travis is the band.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Riley's Wine and Spirits.
Lights are slip by, and you've been too kind to be here now with that heart in mind. Oh, what do I know?
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Tulsa Music Awards.
So officially, how long have you guys been together now?
9 years?
Something like that.
Yeah, close to.
We've had a lot of iterations of the band as well. Yeah. You know, that's just how every band works. But yeah.
We had a lot of lineups with different friends of ours, which are all still kicking around. You know, we see them from time to time. But recently it really solidified when Paul, he's not on the stage right now, but Paul joined us as our drummer, and then we got Carrie on the bass, and she fills out the third part harmony, so it like really did solidify our sound. It was kind of a dream come true when the two of them joined, because then we got, you know, high quality backbeat and some sweet harmonies.
And Carrie is amazing because she sings, but she actually never speaks.
Yeah, she's not allowed to speak.
She's mute.
I told her to grab the mic anytime. Oh, I might get muted. No, okay. I literally did think it got, maybe it did, I don't know. But no, I said, you can grab the mic anytime, just steal it. Yeah.
Well, so tell me what's next actually for the Lonelies.
So all the songs that we played on your show today are all new. They're all songs we've never recorded because we're working on a new record.
I do recall saying to you guys that there was a song I really wanted you to play.
And so we played it, and then you made fun of it.
I did. Oh, yeah, you did play it. I did. It was, yes, I did make fun of it.
You know, okay, so here's the story. We were all sitting around thinking, like, Juan wants us to put on a show. Okay, what should we do? We should do all our fast songs, because people like fast songs.
Raft
get
race.
Bored of yeah. the slow songs. And then we go, but Juan said to play that one song. And, yeah, but it's a slow one. He'll make fun of us. Yeah, no, he said to play it. He won't make fun of us. And then here you are,
here we are.
Railing on us.
Incidentally, you're the first people who have ever done anything I've asked.
You're welcome.
I'm very, very grateful to you for that. But those are all new songs. So what's the story?
Yeah, I want to talk about the new songs, because our first record, you know, it's been almost 10 years like with those songs. And when we first started writing them, we were like, let's be in a cool band. You know what I mean? When you're younger and you're just a guy and you want to be cool and you want to get love by being a musician, the songs came from like places of wanting to sound cool like our heroes or be like Franz Ferdinand and just make girls dance or whatever. And that's what they used to say. Franz Ferdinand used to run around and say that. Now we've kind of shifted in the way that we only really want to play things that are meaningful to us. So our newer songs are all more personally derived. They're a lot more about values that we keep, you know, and less about just, I don't know, love songs. You know, I mean, we like those love songs too, because they're important to us. But our newer record is going to have a lot more of our values in it. And I think that's important, because I get a lot less tired of playing over and over and over songs that I believe in. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, anything that you create as an artist should be something that actually means something to you, you know? And a lot of music these days, I feel like, is just kind of frivolous nonsense that doesn't really have any sort of message or theme or, you know, it seems very few and far between nowadays, so I really appreciate that.
Yeah, for us, it's a... Well, I don't want to speak for any of the other people in the band, but for me...
You can speak for Carrie, because she doesn't speak.
With the new way that we've been writing our second record, it's been more interesting to explore themes of like making love last rather than just getting it, because you, the older you get, the more you realize that the first 18 to 24 months of your relationship is drugs. You know, it's not in a bad way.
Not literally drugs.
Not in a bad
mean.
Way, but you fall in love, and then you have these fantastic feelings that seem to that they're, like they're going to last forever, and then you get into a real relationship with a real person, and you realize that they aren't that fiction that you made in your head that made you feel so good, and then you have to really do the real work. And that's kind of where a lot of us in our stages of lives are coming to more mature places and wanting to really explore themes like that instead of just like, oh, you make me feel so good, you know, because that's almost like using another person. And that's an interesting interesting take on the love songs that we come out with now. We're still singing about love, but
in different ways.
Now we're really deep. Yeah.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by a generous contribution from Craig and Susan Lindbergh.
So we've been doing this since about 2009. We started making music together when we were in college at Oral Roberts University.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody? No? Okay. Understandable. Jason and I started writing songs together about then, and this is one of my favorite ones that he had the biggest part of penning.
Lovers war, lovers fight, choosing sides until we die. You took my hand into the dark, knowing that it could be hard. Or go where you like and leave nothing behind. And don't ever look back. This heart heals in time. But if they're still loving you, don't run from what we once knew. You'll dig in you, calling you back. You'll get to the bottom just to find our love that could have lasted, could have lasted. My peace of mind, my better half, made you cry, made you laugh. Lay your head to mine, not too far to be kind.
But go where you like and leave nothing behind. Don't ever look back. Is this hard?
To find our love that could have lasted, could have lasted.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Andolini's Pizzeria.
What is next? Are you guys going to record an actual another album? Or
so we have some singles lined up to release very soon. Well, very soon, soon-ish.
They're close.
They're close.
They're close.
And then we're kind of all homegrown. Our last record was made in a garage, one of our garages, Jason's garage actually.
It's a studio. Thank you very much. It's a state-of-the-art music studio. Okay, it sounds
really good. You should check it out. It's called Wall of Love. You can get it anywhere you want.
Yeah.
I don't mean to sell those songs short because those songs matter too. I just think that whenever you grow out, it's just like when you're a kid and you grow out of your old shoes, you get some new shoes, and eventually you stop wearing Spider-Man Velcro shoes and you start wearing some penny loafers and you get a job. And I think that's kind of like the way that we feel about the thematic elements of our music going forward.
Sounds like there's a song in there, something to do with Spider-Man Velcro shoes that you had as a kid that you really miss.
I do really miss those shoes, Juan.
Because I never heard of those in my life.
They lit up.
See, that's how old I am. I never had shoes that actually lit up. But I don't think I'm too old to get those now. Mark, what do you think? Should I get... Yeah. Okay. Cool. Excellent. They go in line with my stupid T-shirts. So.
No, it really would fit. It would fit.
So what? So is there a tour or anything on the horizon? Do you have any? Are there any big plans for you guys?
Not right now.
Touring is something really interesting because the internet exists, and touring is a thing that bands do. That's awesome, and it seems like a dream and a lot of fun. But we have families. You know, and or close relationships that keep us kind of tied into town. And so we're really trying to rethink the way that bands do this music thing. And looking back at our heroes, they had a whole crew of people, the very talented people that would release their music on regular intervals constantly and to be culturally relevant. And so we're trying to rethink the way that we release music instead of doing records.
And we can do things like this. I'd rather do this than this show's worth a couple shows. There you go.
Thanks.
Because we've played around Tulsa till we're blue in the face, which is it's good for our chops as musicians. It's good. It's fun. We actually really enjoy playing music, so that's what we do a lot. But as far as the strategy for, like, how do you get known, I need a manager.
Yeah. Do you want to manage the Lonelies?
Well, no, but I told them on another episode that we're working on that. It's honestly, it's about building more industry here, and I think it's starting, and it's going to happen more and more as we go.
I guess the idea is that we need to make connections to tour with somebody that would make sense to tour with, so we would all quit our jobs and get on the road, you know. But like, I'm a loan officer. We've got a priest in the band. We've got business owners, and then this guy who just. Do you have a real? Do you have a real job?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't know what he does, but he could get away. But I don't know about the rest of us, you know.
I love that your drummer is a priest.
Yeah. Well, he keeps us on the straight and narrow.
Wait, everyone's drummer isn't a priest?
But I just think that's so awesome.
Where do other bands go to?
That's
confess
a guy I want to hang out with, actually.
When they when they do bad things, I just go to band practice. I will say this: check us out on the internet because we do play a lot around Tulsa. So if you're here right now. You'll see us if you follow the Lonelies, just Thelonelys, Lonelies with an S, on Facebook or Twitter or not so much Twitter, I guess. Instagram is one we're on a lot, and you'll catch our shows that way. We try to stay known that way, but that's the last thing.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Inner Circle Vodka Bar.
What does it mean to be truly alive? Does it mean to truly love? Well, I don't know. See, I keep on messing up. Won't you stay? You can stay with me. Won't you stay with me? What does it mean to be fearless and brave? It's all I've prayed for, all I've prayed for. What does it mean to be truly sane? Well, I won't know, so I will lay me down. Won't you stay? You can stay with me. Won't you stay with me? I'm alive. making my day to lighten this load and show me the way. I keep on looking for something I can feel, the purest of love, I know that it's real.
All right, well, put your hands together one more time, guys, for the Lonelies. The Lonelies. Thank you very much for being here, guys. And once again, Tulsa Little Jam is available on Facebook, YouTube, TulsaLittleJam.com. All the proceeds go to school music programs and around the community. So spread the love, and let's get some more support for wonderful bands like these. Thank you very much, everybody.
This episode featured The Lonelies, hosted by Juan Reynoso. Executive producer, Carlos Moreno. Writer, producer, director, Juan Reynoso.
Cinematographer and lighting designer, Bradley Cook.
Swing, Kyle Johnson. Camera operators, Bradley Cook, Mark Rains.
Nick Whitaker.
Technical director, sound recordist and mixer, Ken Llewellyn.
Edited by Brian Hicks. Production assistance by Graciela Moreno. Special thanks to Woody Guthrie Center.
Christopher Riley. Diane Rose Riley. Craig and Susan Lindberg. Jeremy Kavnis. Doug DeJarnette. Andy Cagle,
Tully Bowman, Jerry Wofford, Sam Flowers, Molly McCown, Dina Stafford McLeod, Jennifer Moreno, Karen Lacey,